regarding our colleague Cameron's initiative for a year ago. Trying to return here and to participate in what we hope will be a meaningful experience for you as students, as families, and public workers. I am joined this afternoon on my right by Judge Gretchen Bonnet and Rice Mahu, and on my left by Judge Rico Bishop. If any of you were here earlier today, another panel, that this morning is for three. This afternoon, we'll have one before four. Just to give you a very brief setup of what I'm doing, what I'm dealing with about, that the trial or the lower court claim is already occurring. So we don't hear testimony, we don't see evidence at this stage. That's all been done. You might hear us talk about the record of the lower court proceedings, what that means, what the evidence says. So each review has to run out the oral testimony of transcribed type and then whatever is in the documents, photographs, that might have been offered in the line are also part of the record. So you may hear us talking about that. Once that record is set prepared, then the parties or their attorneys prepare what we call written briefs to us. And that one is a bit of a mystery. Sometimes they're not very brief. But what those they summarize some of the facts of the case and the applicable law, and each party presents their analysis on what they want us to do. And so that same that is all they know, they know what they're going to do with you. And then now we are now here on the part of the lawyers in the oral argument. And they just get 10 minutes inside and you'll see that time before. And so we'll take a very close attention to that. And then you may hear us ask questions. We're not doing that for interrupt or things, but you have questions about things that you might not quite understand.
Thank you. the issue of the district court, the district fighting, the fighting,
I guess I would be interested in the position to ask that first,
I disagree. paramount consideration on terminal number stream one under the NCC termination for coordination.
Nebraska. She texted me that she had a special place to go to the house. So there's no tax, no such justification, as a mother, and a child. Yes. No, but I also
Yes, but the thing that I clearly
believe that that was based on those facts, that was the time that the same transaction was filed, that these children were residing to my students.
Aggressive growth, aggressive school, and many specific things that I'm going to say.